Okay. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go to 1028. I know you want to go back to 1020, Commissioner Fish, but let's do 1028 first.
Well, Mayor, just in terms of timing, I'm happy to defer to Commissioner Saltzman, who has emergencies.
Okay.
And then we can come back.
All right. Then let's do that. Let's do the rest of the emergencies and then come back to the balance of the calendar. I think we're going to be okay. 1029, please.
Approve financing not to exceed $12,623,000 from the River District Urban Renewal Area for the Abigail Apartments at 1650 Northwest 13th Avenue.
And why don't you read 1030 since they're related items?
1030, mm-hmm. Amend approved application under the multi-unit limited tax exemption program for the Abigail Apartments located at 1650 Northwest 13th Avenue.
Mr. Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Mayor. This is a very exciting project. It's affordable housing in the Pearl District to be constructed by Bridge Housing, a great company out of California that's doing good things. Abigail Scott Dunaway was a women's leader on women's rights issues here in Portland. She led the effort to get women to vote and was the first registered voter in Multnomah County in the early 1900s. And so it's very fitting that the Abigail will have many family-sized units as well, which is something sorely needed throughout the city, but especially in the Pearl District. So it's exciting. We're using urban renewal money. This was funded in an earlier notice of funds availability under Commissioner Fish's leadership. And I'll turn it over to Dory, or who's going to kick it off here.
Well, I am Barbara Shaw, a project coordinator at the Housing Bureau. This is Nicole Peterson from Bridge Housing, and Dory.
I'm Dory Van Bockel, who works on the multi program.
So we're ready to answer any questions on the Abigail. We're really excited about the project and looking forward to, you know, adding diversity and providing a really wonderful opportunity for low-income families to live in the Pearl District. The project is leveraging a good deal of other money, specifically $35 million of other public and private financing sources to build this 155-unit project. And the Abigail is a 155-unit project, and 127 of the units are affordable units. Some of the units are, 8 of the units are going to be restricted at 30% MFI, 27 units at 50% MFI, and the balance of the affordable units is 60% median family income. So if you have any questions, we're happy to answer any questions.
Did you want to add anything, or?
You know, I'd just like to say that this is Bridge Housing's first project in Portland and actually our first project in the Pacific Northwest, so we're really excited. We're excited to be invited to take a look at this site and to receive funding, and just very excited to break ground on October 27th.
Thank you.
Just a comment. I mean, there have been concerns, and properly, about the amount of public investment per unit in some of our affordable projects, but this is pretty impressive, the $100,000 a unit compared to some of the other, roughly $100,000 a unit of tax increment investment, you know, really gets a lot for our dollar here. So I appreciate the attention to that issue and the result in this particular case. It's great.
Thank you, especially because these are large family size units in large part.
Yeah, that's excellent. Other questions, council members, for the team? All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Anyone here to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Anyone signed up? Lightning, you want to speak?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You want to cover 10:30 before you leave?
Yeah, let's cover 10:30 and hang on, Lightning, and we'll consider the second item on the same project and then give you the chance to come up and speak. So this is the tax exemption.
So the multiple unit limited tax exemption for this project was approved prior to now, but there were some slight changes when the financing got all put together. So this is an amendment to an earlier approved ordinance, just to match and line up then with what's coming forward as the project is getting in line to be built.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Good. Thank you all. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's give Lightning a chance to come up and speak. Anyone else that wants to speak on this item, come on up. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning with Lightning Rethink Lab. If you're stating at $100,000 per unit cost, then we need to look at some of the past projects here and get an understanding on why this group out of San Francisco can build their units at such a low price. And I commend you on that, and I hope you get a lot more projects just due to the fact that you're building larger square footage units at an exceptional low price, and I commend you on that. Now, one of the concerns I have on this project is that my understanding that there were some type of agreements on affordable housing between Hoyt Street Properties and the city. Now, it's my understanding this piece of land that you're going to build these apartments on were sold to you by Hoyt Street Properties. Now, if I'm incorrect on that, I do apologize, but I find it interesting on why they would sell you a piece of land to build affordable housing units, yet they're under an agreement to build more, and they might have to sell additional properties throughout Pearl District because they're not building enough. Now, if I'm incorrect on that, again, I do apologize, but again, I'm very impressed on your unit price. Everything looks really good on this project. It's a great project. Again, I'm just a little concerned on the transfer of the land from Hoyt Street Properties to your group when they're under an agreement to build more affordable housing. Thank you.
Lightning, can I just clarify something for you?
Yes.
The units are not $100,000 each. This is a $50 million project.
Okay.
Maybe I heard wrong.
Okay.
Just to be clear, there's a distinction between the overall cost of the project
and
the public investment in the project.
Okay.
The public investment divided by the units is what the mayor was referring to, but it's a $50 million project divided by 100 and something units. So you can do the math on the overall cost, and it's not inexpensive, but they have other financing they're bringing to the table, which is what Commissioner Saltzman was talking about when he said leverage. They're bringing their own resources and other financing, and that's why the public investment is a little smaller.
Okay, and I needed to have that cleared up because when I heard $100,000 now, so what I'm understanding is that you're talking $100,000 per unit price based upon subsidized financing to be able to do that, meaning the public's money is stepping up to the table to be able to drop that unit price down. And that, am I incorrect on that?
That's not a unit price. That's the amount of tax increment money per unit. That's what I was raising. And that
okay, per unit. That's what I needed to have an understanding.
Portion of the cost of the project.
So it's about it's $12 million in public investment, but then four times the total cost is about $48 million.
Yes, I understand that on the total cost. And what I wanted to have an understanding, we didn't really say what the total unit price was on here and that it seemed very affordable. And is it affordable? Because we haven't heard that. It almost sounded like that $100,000 was placed in there as a real good number to look at. And my understanding at this point, it's not a good number to look at.
If you define affordable by who can afford to live there,
yes.
Commissioner Saltzman is delivering a project where it's everyone who lives in this building will be at 60% or below of median family income. So for families in that area, that's affordable, and they'll have access to great amenities like the fields. If you're asking whether the building is how the building stacks up to other buildings in terms of the per square footage cost, that's a different question.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think the other item I would note based on your question, and I'm doing this from memory, but the development agreement that Hoyt Street Properties has addresses a total delivery of affordable units. I think it's probably silent on the question of on whose land do they get built. The result we care about is what's the percentage of affordable housing in the neighborhood, and actually I think we've met or exceeded that goal in the Pearl District. We're not yet meeting it in the South Waterfront, where a similar development agreement's in place. So those are, I think, the right numbers that we're over 25%
now. If memory serves me correctly, Hoyt Street's property, or Hoyt Street's sale of this property to Bridge is part of their overall compliance with their affordable housing.
So that
goal
does help reach that percentage.
Are they compliant now?
I think they are in the Pearl District. I'm not sure.
Well, there was an
I think they're not compliant.
They're short. What's going to happen with that?
Well, the one remedy we had available to us was to exercise a right to purchase a piece of property from them. And so they've identified a piece of property on Northwest 14th and Raleigh. I think it's a quarter block, and we're in negotiations with them.
And by the way, and just to put this in context, colleagues, traditionally, we look to see whether the 30% set aside goals are met. So we've used 30% as a benchmark. The level that Commissioner Saltzman is trying to get to is above the 30%, is 35%. It is already one of the most diverse neighborhoods in our city because of the investments that have been made over time as part of the development agreement. But this would take us above a threshold that we consider a sign of success in other districts. We need to honor the agreement, but let's not forget that we're still talking about a district that has a substantial amount of affordable housing that's been built.
Want to add anything?
Commissioner Fritz, Javier Mena, City Council, Assistant Director of the Portland Housing Bureau. In terms of the Hoyt Street agreement, and are they in compliance now with the units being brought by the Abigail project? They are not. And so, as Commissioner Saltzman mentioned, we are currently in negotiations with Hoyt Street Properties in the acquisition of a property based on the development agreement that was drafted back in the 90s.
Okay, good. Appreciate that clarification. Thank you. Other council discussion? Anyone else want to speak? Then let's take a roll call on the first of those two items, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Again, $12 million of public investment and leveraging a $48 million project. That's great. Aye.
Fish?
This is Bridge's first project in Portland. We hope it's the first of many. Aye.
Saltzman?
My sentiments exactly. Welcome Bridge Housing to the Portland market. Aye.
Hales?
Same here. Great project. Thank you very much. Aye. And 1030.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Let's see.